Hello and welcome to the latest player interview. I'm joined by Lee Togwell and Charlie Moon on the back of a 2-0 victory this evening against Merthyr. How are you, gents?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, good, thanks.
Charlie, on the score sheet again, 2 in 2 games.
Yeah, it's obviously great. Feels good.
Yeah, back in a bit of form. Just feel that you're back on it now. You know, you struggled a little bit maybe against Hitchin.
Yeah, I think that there's been a couple of chances that have been nearly going in, but I've scored, I think that's 11 goals now this season, so I think that there's nothing too much to worry about. I think that if those had gone in, then I'd be absolutely flying, but I'm happy with how I'm playing, and goals will come because the team creates chances. So
yeah, and a critical goal Saturday when, you know, we were 2-0 down at half time. You know, you came out in the second half, it could have gone a bit either way, and you pop on the end of a cross and pull us back into the game.
Yeah, obviously a great feeling Saturday to sort of set the second half off with a bit of purpose, obviously being 2-0 down. I think that it obviously gave us a bit of momentum and enabled us to get back in the game, and it was a great cross by Dobbo, and I was happy to meet it with my head.
Yeah, and this evening was a struggle. Was 2-0 the right result?
I think that the scoreline reflects our work rate, if I'm honest. Straight from the first whistle, we came out. Maybe you could say the momentum was with us from the game on Saturday as well. All right, we might not have had as much possession as Merthyr, but we dug our heels in. We worked right to the end, final whistle. So credit to the lads.
Yeah, and you were putting in, you know, there was a fair amount of chances coming here, there, and everywhere from all angles, and the scoreline could have been 3-3 at half time. It was quite an open game. Were you expecting that?
To a certain extent, I think they like to play, and so do we. I think it was good because I think today we sort of went back to how we were playing at the beginning of the season, but I don't know if dogs would agree, but balls were going wide and we were whipping balls in and using a lot of width, and the wide balls create such dangerous scenarios when they get the ball out wide, and I think it was a high intensity game. So I think it was, I imagine it was good to watch. It was end to end.
And what difference does it make having another striker up there, you know, in the form of Elijah up there with you? You know, does that help your game?
Yeah, I think it's just something a bit different. Obviously, he brings a different style of play in terms of his size. And he's got ability as well, so it's not just about his height. I think he's settled in very well, very quickly for an 18-year-old. But, you know, before that, Gav and Lee, like, we can't forget they were great for us as well, and they'll come back and be great for us. So I think it's good to have options, and Elijah right now is doing great for us.
Yeah, and in the middle of the park, another kind of great performance from the duo in there. You know, you seem to be sharing man of the matches recently. Togji, you've had a few. Today it was Dunny's chance. So, you know, you seem to be comfortable in there, and, you know, just the pair, you seem to be, you know, the first choice at the moment.
Well, I'm not sure. There is competition, obviously. There's Webby and there's potentially a few others that could play in that position. So competition's always healthy within a squad. And like Charlie just said, there's the centre forwards, you know, when they come back fit, I'm sure they'll be fighting for their place as well. So it just keeps everybody on their toes. And when we've been given the opportunity, myself, Dunny, Webby, I think between us all, we've taken it. And unfortunately for Webby at the minute, Dunny and myself, you know, we seem to be on form, and it's going to be difficult for him to get back in. But he still turns up with a great attitude, wanting to take our shirt. So yeah.
Yeah, and in terms of the overall season, obviously it's important to get a nice cup run together and coming ahead, you know, bring some money in for the club, but it's also a positive vibe around the club, obviously not now being quite at the top of the league, and, you know, having a loss against Hitchin, the first loss here at Arbour Park, it's important to get that momentum back and start winning again.
Most definitely, yes. To win here, we want to make our home ground a fortress. So that loss meant something to all of us, and fortunately enough, the last two performances, I think we've shown that, you know, we've had a great reaction, and hopefully we can build upon this now.
Yeah, absolutely. In the next round, Wingate and Finchley in a couple of weekends' time, should be quite confident going into that game, Charlie.
Yeah, I think we see its form. You know, like Tog said, I think if we've got a game, whether it's cup or league, we need to be looking to win every game, and that's what we were doing when we went on the run, and that's how we've reacted, which is great. So I think Wingate and Finchley, we see it as a good draw, you know, we've got a league game, I think, that's really important for us Saturday to win in the league, and then look forward to it. Yeah, I think it's a great something different for us to concentrate on, as well as the pressures of the league.
Excellent. Well, thanks ever so much for your time, gents. Enjoy the rest of your week and your sausages, and I'll speak to you soon.
Cheers.
Cheers. Ladies.